Davis will get it turned. Point of attack blocking outstanding.
They give it off to Charles again. They clean out the right side. Charles lunges. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And it's been impressive, and you've done a good job. But it's almost like quarter-to-quarter, game-to-game improvement with your offensive line. Why the improvement and how?
You definitely have seen improvement out of these guys. And I think from week to week here, as we've gotten the chance to play together, there's a certain amount of continuity that's going on. Talk about the addition of a couple of veteran guys and Mike McGlynn and Ryan Harris to go along with Rodney Hudson's leadership. It's a deal where really the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And what it boils down to as to how they've improved, every week they've attacked their preparation. And even that's improved from week to week.
It's an interesting blend. You mentioned the veterans, and you got a second-year left tackle, actually a first-year left tackle and a second-year in Eric Fisher, and you got a rookie in Fulton. And then the veterans. What about the blend of that mix?
It's a good mix. You know, you talk about Mike and Eric working together over on the left, Ryan and Zach on the right. So you got kind of a veteran guy with a younger guy. And Fish has been around the block, right? He's played a bunch last year. So you see him improving every day, not just in his technique, but in his awareness or his knowledge of our schemes. But the communication has been excellent between those guys. And then Rodney Hudson in the middle, I mean, he kind of directs the whole thing. And he's as good a pro as I've ever been around.
You ask these guys to do a lot in watching camp, watching practice. When I watch the game tape, these guys have got to have a wide skill set, do they not, specifically in this offense? What about having a multiplicity of uses from all five of these guys?
Not only do we want our guys to be good at a bunch of different things, right? We don't want to just be one trick pony, say we're only good at run blocking, we're only good at pass blocking, we're only good at zone blocking. We do ask them to do a lot. Not only, you know, what types of blocks are we making, but in terms of cross-training at different positions. You want to be a good offensive lineman, you better know how to play left and right. You want to be a good center, you better know how to play guard. You want to be a good guard, you better know how to play center or tackle. So we do a lot of things in this offense, even within a run game. You know, we may get on some pulling plays, we may, you know, mash it up in there. So we'll mix it up there, and then a screen game is a big part of this offense. And, you know, you look at a guy like Rodney Hudson, he just does a great job getting out there, and really across the board, we're looking to get better there every day. And I've seen some improvement out of Zach Fulton. I think he's doing a yoga class or something now to loosen up the hips. So we got him out there rolling. It's fun to watch these guys progress.
Nice job. Don't change the thing with what you're doing.
Just keep that. Jason won 5 out of 6, and it's not a coincidence that your guys have improved so much, maybe the most improved unit in the National Football League since the week 1. But now you play the Buffalo Bills. They got a lot of money invested in that front four. 3 of the top 15 in sacks are on that front four. What about playing Buffalo?
Buffalo is a huge challenge for us. And it seems like every Wednesday when I go in to meet with the offensive line, I say, okay, this is the biggest challenge we've had so far, because we face some good groups now. You know, when you look at Buffalo and you talk about the pass rush ability, this defensive line has, Kyle Williams has done it for a long time, DeMario, they've got some younger guys coming on playing very well. We talk about Darius and Hughes. I mean, this is a very aggressive front with a good athletic bunch of linebackers. It's going to be a big challenge for us. And while our guys have improved, you know, a big part of that, it's a team game, as we know. When our receivers are making plays, when our runners are making plays, when our defense is making stops, that allows us to stay ahead of the chains and kind of play within our ability. And the guys, as a team, have helped our guys look even better.
You've lived your life playing the offensive line and coaching the offensive line. The best lines I've seen are those that build this kind of band of brothers fraternity. How close are your guys to getting that right now?
I'm really pleased with what I see out of this group. I mean, they've got their certain times during the week when they watch film together. They've got their offensive line dinner they go to. They've got their rituals that they go through. And every line every year is different. There's a nice chemistry going on there with the group. And then you've got Donald Stevenson back in the mix too. And we got him involved last week. And we got a lot of football ahead of us. We're going to need all hands on deck. So I like what I see in terms of the chemistry in that room.